The Lotus of My Heart by Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat. Just to abide in the cavity of the lotus of my heart is the greatest gift from Sri Ramana Bhagavan to me. And how I pray he keep me glued to his lotus feet once and for all. His Sri Arunachala Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center, and this Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in the Annapolis Valley of Peace and Happiness are here as a result of His infinite grace and mercy. I must declare to the world that they would not have been brought into existence without His infinite grace and mercy. So, I shall have to remember day and night that Sri Ramana Arunachala Dakshinamurti Sachidananda Parabrahman is looking after all of His loving sons and dear daughters, and we have to move on, march on, press on, and push on towards the goal that must be reached without any further delay. But we are simply the most infinitesimal instruments of the mighty Maharishi, and He is the doer behind each and everything in this world. In the bright sunshine of the autumn, the Annapolis Valley is glistening, sparkling, and shining with warmth, love, and affection, and I have no other choice left to me but to turn to the Self within the cave of my heart in this far-off land. There has never been the least shadow of doubt within me that my destiny is linked up with my Master and Lord, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, and the time has come that I must trudge along to the holy hill of the beacon light, the unceasing inherence in the Self, in the cavity of the lotus of my heart, must remain that focal point of my remaining days. When I close my eyes, I find myself transformed into the ant that knows nothing else in this world but His lotus feet. No amount of my efforts and endeavors can be of any avail in this world without His infinite grace and mercy. I beg and beseech Him to cut asunder the knot of nuisance from my heart and melt me into the holy Arunachala mountain. I am standing on this sacred soil of Sri Arunachala Ashrama in this Annapolis Valley at the southern foot of the North Mountain, and I am calling on Bhagavan Sri Ramana to remove the densest darkness of desires and delusions from my life and give me the ceaseless inherence in the Self once and for all. My breath is merged in my heart, and I feel like doing nothing but remaining calm and quiet all the time. I walk round His ashram like one possessed, and I can now do nothing but abide in the Self, nothing but the Self within my heart cavity. I am prostrate at the lotus feet of Sri Ramana Arunachala Dakshinamurti Guru. Bhagavan Ramana has established His abode for the sake of all those devotees and disciples who are eager and earnest to profit from His most direct and simple teaching of Who am I? Sri Bhagavan is ever kind and compassionate to me, and He gives us the friendship of such persons who are ever ready to sacrifice their life for the sake of keeping His banner fluttering in the open air. Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram is standing on the southern side of the field and adding grandeur and luster to the world. Each and every single second of my sojourn in this land is the firmest reminder to me that I must cling to His lotus feet. My heart is unceasingly repeating His most blissful and potent name, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ஸ்ரீரமணாய. அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் த பி ஆல் அண்ட் எண்ட் ஆல் ஃபார் மீ ஸ்ரீ அருணாச்சல ரமண தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தி சத்குரு.